Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster.
Good morning, Jaden Forster.
Good morning, PC.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
You're only pretty good because you woke up late, right? Otherwise, you would have been sterling good.
I told you that in confidence off the air, and you've gone and blabbed that to everybody. So thank you for that. But yes, I did sleep in. I did sleep in for what it's worth, but I am still here and able to do exactly what I need to do. So we're all good.
Pretty sure, Jaden Forster, we've been doing this long enough for you to know that you can't tell me anything in confidence.
I know.
Anyway, let's move to our first topic of the morning. And Daniel Johns, the lead singer of, he's the former lead singer of Silverchair. And sadly, his life is not going the way he probably wants it. He's back in rehab following a car accident.
He is, yeah. It's a troubling development, really, in his life. I think it's probably pretty common knowledge that he's been suffering from various mental health issues for some time now. And I guess, for lack of a better word, this is the climax to all of that, because this morning, as we sit here and speak now, he's in a rehab facility over the border in New South Wales. And he revealed to us on his social media yesterday that he checked himself into that facility after he had been self-medicating with alcohol to treat his PTSD, depression and anxiety, and that he'd actually been in a car accident on Wednesday evening, over which he's actually now been charged with high-range drink driving, and that matter will be heard in court in a couple of weeks' time. So he doesn't know how long it's going to take or how long he's going to be in that rehab facility, but from the statement he put out yesterday, he certainly knows what he was doing was not sustainable or healthy in any way. So I guess all we can say from here is that we wish him well, and hopefully through, to some degree, taking ownership of the current situation, that he can get the help that he needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key there, you said it, Jaden Forster, was taking ownership of the situation. And of course, when you want to help yourself, then you'll get plenty of help from others. Jimmy Barnes, no luck in selling his Sydney home, Jaden Forster. Why not?
No, well, it seems that they just haven't been able to find a suitable buyer for the property. I broke the story online on Wednesday that about 6 to 8 months after they listed their, Jimmy and his wife Jane listed their Sydney home in Botany on the market, that they tried to actually auction it off twice but had to postpone the auctions due to COVID. And then they tried to sell it through the conventional means of the, put an offer, potential buyer putting in an offer rather. But it just seems that they haven't been able to offload that property. And so he and wife Jane, for what it's worth, they're living at his farm in the Southern Highlands in New South Wales. And they moved in there late last year, so they're not living there anymore. But I can tell you this morning that two of his kids are actually living at that particular property. So perhaps it might come back on the market again at a later date, but for now it's not available.
It's a stunning property, but I don't know, $4 million, a lot of money. I'm not sure it's worth that, but hey, I'm not a property expert, so.
Me neither, but yeah, it does seem like a lot of money, doesn't it? Yeah. I was told that it would sell probably for more than $4.5 million, which if they had have managed to offload that property, it would have been a pretty tidy profit because they only paid about $1.5 million for it, say, 5 or 6 years ago, but that's not the case.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up this morning with a look at a couple of Australian pop stars who are going to feature in a new Qantas campaign.
Yes, Kylie Minogue and Troy Sivan, a younger pop star who's very, very popular with the younger demographic. They're both going to appear in a new Qantas campaign, we believe, to the tune of the song I Still Call Australia Home. There's been a few videos from both of those two people floating around on social media over the last couple of days. Exactly what it is all about and exactly what it all contains, we will find out today. Captain Kangaroo says that liftoff is scheduled for 1100 hours, so we should know more in a couple of hours' time.
Captain Kangaroo scheduled liftoff 1100 hours.
Yes. 1,100 hours this morning is what I'm told.
That's beautiful. I love Captain Kangaroo. That's great. You wouldn't be old enough to remember that TV show, would you?
No, I wouldn't. That's before my time.
So you've gone with the Captain Kangaroo from the fact that Qantas has got a kangaroo in its logo. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. You're spilling all of my trade secrets this morning here, PT. What's going on?
School's in, Jaden Forster. Glad I could teach you something. Mate, great to get all the latest in entertainment news off you each and every Friday. And, mate, have a good weekend and we'll catch you next Friday, all right?
Pleasure. Thank you, PT.